taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Subway, get 50% more meat on any sub. And for a limited time, it's just 50 cents more on a 6-inch in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Subway. Eat fresh.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2015 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall, Friday, December 11th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. While you're there, be sure to register for an American Girl doll. There's also a donation box here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, Dr. Michael White, Aladdin Insulation, Outdoor Living, the Flooring Industry Council, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Direct.
To sunny side street.
Can't you hear that
bitter
and that attitude
is your step. Take it away, Dan Strauss, professional singer.
Life can be so sweet.
What'd I tell you?
On the sunny side of the
street. He's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it.
And it hurts.
With those blue.
Well, see a doctor.
On parade.
Did you stop the program?
I couldn't. It's on the air now.
I'll stop it if I have to tear down the studio.
Oh, yeah. You keep threatening that, Mike.
Oh.
But you haven't done it yet.
Was that?
That's Mike.
Oh,
that's why we,
he hates this show.
Prop that chair against the door.
He hates this show.
Go who does it back there?
Oh. I've had a lot of listeners ask to hear yodeling.
Oh.
And I thought I would. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hundreds.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, I like, when I listen to other radio people, and I don't mean that, I mean locally, and they say, we've got hundreds of emails. Let me tell you something, folks. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on the radio in St. Louis gets hundreds of emails a day. It sounds good, but it's not true, okay? We're not that big a deal. That many, unless you've done something really outrageous.
I got four emails.
They'll never tell you that, though.
That's more
realistic. Oh, speaking of that, I did get my second don't play 3rd of June. That's two.
Oh.
That's two out of about 15.
Well, and I had...
so that's what, 85%?
Gary through Facebook say he was busy and couldn't get to his computer yesterday, but he is... with me too.
He's
is that on our Facebook page?
It's on my Facebook page. Uh-huh. He sent me that message.
Yeah,
but even Gary,
you could
says,
be making that up. I can't get you.
Even Facebook. Gary says it looks like we're outnumbered. So, which is the?
It's not the worst thing you could have to listen to. What does it last? Five?
No,
seconds?
It's not. I would agree with that.
Well, here we are. Here we are, the 8th day of December. Not only is this the day. The date that John Lennon was shot. This is also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, that's right. It's not December 8th. No. It's the 3rd of June.
Yes.
I can never remember that.
Man.
Yeah. So, I would like to invite everyone listening to call in today. Now, we do have Colin Jeffrey. At about 4:15, no, about 4:30.
Yeah.
And that, and other than that, I'd like some calls today. I'm not in the mood to do all the talking today, so you guys extend your Burke segment if you want to, and then I'll just open it up now and go ahead and say, I'll give the numbers now, hang on to them, retain them if you can, I'll give them later. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, Dan, I'll tell you what. let's let Peon start, and you can...
No, Dan jumped in first.
Okay, and then Dan can take names and put them on the screen of people calling in. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much,
you're welcome, Frank.
Go to Facebook, our Facebook page.
Oh, I saw this. Funny.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a member of Facebook to go on and see it. It's facebook.com/AMandThePM. I put a clip on there from Mad TV, and this is, I don't know how many years ago, but it's the end of The Wizard of Oz. And it's all something that I've always thought about when Glinda came down and said, "You've always had the,
Well, you could always go home."
Yeah, you could always go home and click your heels three times and all this other stuff. But I always thought, wait a minute, if she could always go home, wouldn't Dorothy be upset about this?
Yeah, why don't you tell me that sooner?
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, I'm going to tell you something. When you first look at it, it looks like the real cast members of Wizard of Oz. It looks like it's from the actual movie. They did a great job.
I know.
Costumes are fantastic.
It is so funny. And I think the voice leaving, you don't see him in the balloon, but the voice, I think, is Frank Caliendo when he says...
Really?
Yeah, when he's saying, I can't stop the thing. I don't know.
Oh, he's supposed to be the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
Original Oz.
Yeah, yeah, he's supposed to be that.
I don't understand. I was confused as a kid. Is the person... He's the Wizard of Oz, but isn't he also referred to as I am the great and powerful Oz?
Well, he pretends that he's some spirit, like some...
Okay, but
not
is,
just a human.
Is he pretending to be the Wizard of Oz or Oz? Oz, I thought, was a town.
I thought it was,
We're
too.
We're off to see the Wizard, one of Wizard of Oz, but then in the movie, doesn't he say, I am the great and powerful Oz? Well,
yes.
Make up your mind. Are you the Wizard or are you the town?
Yeah.
I never did understand that.
Maybe the town and the Wizard both went by the same name.
Could be. I don't know.
Well, I guess that's possible.
Maybe the town was named after the wizard. Could be.
I was confused by that.
I know.
And yeah, it's funny. It's very funny.
Oh, my goodness. It is so funny. So if you get a chance, go on and check that out. And there's been a thing going around on Facebook saying that Mark Zuckerberg had a baby with his wife. And because he's so happy and ecstatic that he had his baby, he's going to give away a lot of his shares of Facebook.
And both of those things are true.
That he had the baby.
That he had the baby, and then he has designated, over his lifetime,
yes,
he will give away 99% of his shares in Facebook.
Yes. But these people, it says, if you, to in order to be considered for this, you have to share it with 10 of your friends.
Oh,
I've been
see
getting
that.
So, yes.
I've been getting
he's not sharing
stuff.
It on anybody with Facebook. Or
no.
Anybody who's sharing
goodness.
Anything.
How
Facebook.
Stupid are
no.
people?
Well,
I mean, and the sad part is, all it takes is somebody just clicking a button. Well, what does it hurt, even if it's not true?
You know?
So that's how that stuff spreads.
Yeah, so I went on Snopes, and it says false about Mark Zuckerberg doing that. And there's other things on Facebook like that, too. It's like, if you really think that this baby should live, click share and all this other. It's like, stop it. And if you want to be blessed, share with 10 of your friends.
No,
it's
I dump that stuff in trash immediately.
Yeah, it is like a chain letter or something like that. So stop it to all of you people out there doing that. But go and check out the Wizard of Oz thing. Peon, your turn.
Stop it!
That's what he said already, Lauren. And now, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this the other day on, I don't know if I saw it on YouTube, but it ended up leading me to YouTube. Jeremy Clarkson, are you aware of who that is?
I don't know who that is.
He was part of that BBC show, now it escapes me, that car show that used to be on BBC, Top Gear.
Okay.
But he was fired recently. But Amazon hired him to promote their new drone. You didn't see this video yet?
No.
You know how this came out like a year ago? Amazon said, we're going to try to work on drone service.
Right.
Well, now in this video, they actually show a prototype of their drone, and it's going to be Amazon Prime Air. And they show it how it can hover, it can lower, like it fly. It has what do they say, sense and avoid technology, where it can sense things in its environment and avoid it if it's a obstacle,
like power lines or
Yes, and it can fly up to 400 feet, and then it flies, you know, it's all GPS,
right.
And it flies to the house of the person that orders it, and then instead of, it just lowers like a helicopter, then it can go up and down like a helicopter and then fly. So it was pretty neat to see that. I still don't know if it will ever happen.
No, I'm telling you, I don't think this is ever going to happen. It's not.
Amazon is apparently putting money into it. I mean, just hiring Jeremy Clarkson alone to do the video for them was probably pretty expensive. So, and it looks
like
there
is on it not ever really coming to fruition.
Anybody could do it though. It would be Amazon.
Yeah, but
They're claiming in the video that it can fly for up to 15 miles and deliver a package within a half hour. So they're claiming
how many miles?
15 miles.
15.
Okay, I don't know how that's even possible because the battery life on even the best of those drones.
Oh, this thing's huge, though. I mean, it's like 10 or 20 times bigger than any drone you've ever seen before. It doesn't even look like those.
All it's going to take is one mishap. That thing gets intercepted by some other signal, and it comes down and chops somebody's ear off or something. And I'm telling you, there's too much to go wrong here.
I'll put the video on our Facebook page so people can see it.
Where's their home office or their warehouse?
They have a bunch of different distribution centers, I think, across the United States. Well, I'm sure across the world, but the United States, I know, has a dozen, maybe. The next thing I have, I guess the story came out the other day because the blueprints are now up for sale. But this is something that I didn't even know. It was before my time, but I had never even heard this was existed or was going to be a thing. The Riverfront Square that Disney was going to open in St. Louis. Do you remember hearing about that?
No.
Apparently it was in the 50s. 60s, I'm sorry. Walt Disney was in contact with August Bush about maybe building a Disney kind of park here in St. Louis. And there were rumors along the way that August Bush wanted to sell alcohol there, and Walt Disney was against that, and that's why the deal fell apart. But, well, apparently the deal fell apart just because of money issues. But, the blueprint. So there was a lot of planning. There was like a couple years of planning.
That would have changed everything about the river.
Oh, man. And you hear about it now, and it sounds, they were going to have animatronic things. They were going to have a Lewis and Clark adventure. It was going to be like a Disneyland here in St. Louis, but it just never panned out.
And why not? Because then you sort of triangulate. You have the West Coast, you have down south in Florida,
something
and you have
in
St. Louis. You got a triangle of these things. I think it would have been great.
Yeah, from what I read, it was just financing. They were trying to figure out who was going to cover what costs. And then Walt ended up buying a bunch of land in Orlando, which ended up being Disney
World.
Epcot.
So he had Disneyland in California first, and then he bought the... So once he bought the land in Orlando, and he was having issues with the financing here, he just kind of dropped the whole thing and went to...
It's too bad he didn't get Stan Kroenke involved. He loves St. Louis.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of Gussie Bush.
He loves it so much, his name is Enos Stanley Kroenke. Did you know that?
Enos?
Now, when he was a kid, and Stan Musial.
Yeah, and
really?
You know, yes. As a kid with a name, hey, comes Enos the Penis. You know, he had to put up with.
Well, that's why I think he went by Stan.
My name is Stan.
Okay. Enos Stanley Kroenke, named after Enos Slaughter and Stan Musial, the two most famous Cardinals, and Hall of Famers. And then he hates St. Louis pretty much.
If he doesn't, he sure gives the impression he doesn't care anything about it.
What
else?
That was it.
We are closing the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. We have a few minutes before we have to take our first break. We welcome your calls. Dial us up. If you've never been on, we don't care. We don't care what you want. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Leonard. Leonard, how does it feel to be the first person we're talking to today?
My God, I'm honored.
It's unbelievable.
I bow at your feet and plead not worthiness.
Unbelievable. Whoa. Welcome, Leonard.
Oh, Wayne and God. Hey, you know, I live on a farm, so I'm not really worried about a drone flying over. But you guys in the city, now come on. Just for grins, they're going to blow them out of the air. Well, I mean, not, I don't care how well it's marked.
Leonard, not only that, not only some kid going to knock him out of the air, there's going to be a mishap or two. And it's going to lose communication and come down, slice somebody's ear off. Or how about this? These young genius hackers, they'll commandeer it, take over the frequency, and take the gift to their own house. I don't know. I can't imagine this will work.
Well, you know, I just, with the terrorist threats that we have nowadays, I can't see our government letting it go. But that's my opinion, and I'd like to wish all you guys on my favorite radio station a happy holidays.
Well, Leonard,
can't say
nice.
Christmas, can I?
Yeah, you
sure.
can. You can
yeah,
with me, you can.
It.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. There you go.
Happy Hanukkah.
You too, Leonard. Thank you for the
Shalom.
We are okay. In the middle of Hanukkah.
Hey. And by the way, if we say Merry Christmas, you want to say Happy Hanukkah? That's fine. We're fine with that. Melody is a beautiful name. Melody, what's going on?
Thank you, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, I can tell that the minute you spoke. What can we do for you, Melody?
Well, last week you were talking about you weren't sure why our retirement funds are called 401k.
Yes, I've always wondered what that means.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I remember I worked in the medical field, and before the for-profit corporation took over this hospital, we all contributed to a government-sponsored 403b. So I got a feeling it has to do with the government in some way. And then once the corporation took over, everything had to shift over to what they designated the 401k.
Okay.
So it might be a government thing. And I just wanted, that's what little information, but you were wondering what was going on, and you service so well. So I just wanted to give you a little information of what I knew about it.
I'm still completely confused because why 401? Were there 400 before that that didn't work out, and this is 401? Was there a 401J, and they went, let's step it up to K? I mean, I why that designation? I wanted somebody.
Well, the government's know. Like this. Like Battleship, the Missouri, is a 63B.
Mm-hmm.
There at the time when that battleship was made, there were 62 other battleships.
Okay, well maybe there were 400 other.
You know, yeah.
Plans.
So I got a feeling that's the government.
And that sounds like the government would take them 401 times to get it right. Yeah. That would be about right.
Probably so. Listen, you have a great holiday, Merry Christmas, and thanks for all the time that you give us such wonderful entertainment.
Melody?
I enjoy your show.
We love Merry. You. Thank
wow.
you, Melody. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And when I say that, folks, you know what I mean. I celebrate Christmas. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. Even, you know what? We two nights ago, we were talking with some friends of ours who are Jewish, and they said, we make a bigger deal out of Christmas than we do Hanukkah because the kids love the tree. They love the whole festivity thing. I'm fine with that. Fine. Join in. Mm-hmm. Be part of our Christmas. That's fine with me. John, what's going on?
Hey, gang.
John?
John.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
You know, this is the learning show.
Well, it is.
I want to learn you something.
All right.
You have mentioned before wondering why pickup trucks aren't front-wheel drive.
Well, there were a couple. Volkswagen had a front-wheel drive pickup truck and one other manufacturer, but they didn't stick around very long. And, yes, I wonder why.
I think the main reason is... when you're trying to pull a boat out of the ramp, the weight in the back will pull the front wheels off the... there won't be any grip.
Seems to me to be just the opposite, because you have more weight.
No, but
front.
I mean the boat that's on the hitch in the back.
Oh, that could kick up.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Although they're assuming that everybody that has a pickup truck is going to pull a boat out of the water.
Well,
when in fact, if you had a front-wheel drive pickup truck, forget the boat thing for a minute. Say you don't have a boat. It's going to be much more effective in slick, rainy weather or snow. A pickup truck without any weight in the back is just spins around. I mean, if you don't have a 4x4 and all you have is a rear-wheel drive pickup, you're going to spin around a lot. And I'm just thinking if they had front-wheel drive, yeah, you think you're probably right about the boat thing. And maybe that's why they didn't do it. They figured, well, somebody ever gets a boat, they have a front-wheel drive pickup truck, yeah, they're out of luck.
Or haul something.
Yeah. That yeah. could be. That makes sense. Any trailer for that matter.
Exactly.
All right, I'll go with that.
All right.
All right. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Right, look at the call. Stacking up.
I know.
Stacking up.
And 401k apparently is the tax code for the IRS. That's what it is. That's why it's called 401k.
All right, now I'm clear. Crystal clear. Rod, I'd love to have that name. Rod, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Rob, not Rod.
No. You don't know your own name. Yeah. Dan says your name is Rod.
Yep, that's
okay.
Right. For Dan, I'll be Rod.
What's up, Rod?
First of all, AM into PM.
Well, that's good to hear. How can we help you?
You guys are absolutely amazing. It make my hour and a half ride home joyful. I was talking to Dan about, you guys had a segment last week about how, you know, you believe your kids are awesome and amazing. They would never do anything wrong.
Well, we said they're not our kids, but there are people who pull that. Not my kid. Yes. There's too many of those. Yeah.
Well, my son and one of his best buddies decided, I guess he was about 12. He's 22 now, but he was about 11 or 12, and they started going around our neighborhood, of all places, and they made up a fictitious organization. It was the Boys Youth Group or something like that, and they had these raffle tickets that I actually had for my VFW club.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and they were saying, you know, well, first prize is this brand new large big screen TV, and second prize is a, you know, a DVD player, and third prize is $100 cash. Well, it was all well and good, and I think they wound up getting like $30 or $40 a piece.
All right.
And we're in a store one day, and one of our neighbors walks up, and she's like, hey, I was wondering about that raffle. You know, I never heard anything about who won the prize, and I'm looking at her like, well, Mary, I have no idea what you're talking about. I turn around, and my son's about 13 shades of red, and he finally had to fess up. So,
well, on one hand, you want to kind of, way to go, son. You know, for having, yeah, innovative.
Well, you know, if he would have come in on the profits, I wouldn't have been so mad.
Yeah, that's what you teach him. You say, hey, boy, if you're going to do this, you cut your daddy in, or I'm going to call the police.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nah.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
Anyway.
Rod, Merry Christmas.
Rob.
Merry Christmas. So you guys have a great new year.
I'm sorry, Rob. See, it threw me. You put Rob.
Every time, you got it.
And I'm stuck there with that name.
I know.
This, again, one of my favorite names ever, Sarah with an H. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
I got three quick comments.
Okay.
I know you're getting close to break time.
No. We you're ours. We're all ears. We're yours. Go right ahead.
Okay, the first thing is, I just love you and listening to you guys. I get so into your conversations that, you know, I go to and from work the same way every day, and several times now I miss my exit to go home because I'm just so into what you're talking about.
Well, that's a great compliment.
Yeah.
But you crack me up. The other thing was, you mentioned something about retiring last week that, you know, keep kicking it around. I'm not sure what you're going to do.
I've been kicking it around for about 4 years.
Right.
I'll probably kick it around
If Peon happened to take over the show, I would definitely keep listening because Peon is really funny and witty.
Listen to that. You know, Peon, your extended Burke segments are paying off. He's stretching his Burke segment longer and longer every day, and I know what this is all about, and apparently it's working.
Mm-hmm. Peon's Playhouse.
Yeah.
And he always comes to the table. I mean, no offense to Dan, but he always comes to the table with something.
No, you can offend Dan. He's used to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, because I got a comment about Dan, too.
Oh, great.
Peon,
okay,
you got your first dedicated listener.
Thank you, sir.
Right
That's
there.
Very nice.
What's your Dan comment?
Oh, you're welcome. Well, Dan is a very nice guy, you know, nothing against him personally. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Exactly. Dan, don't you have an older son?
Do I? Yes, I do.
Yes. I got to tell you, I really feel bad for him because you always talk about your daughter. And if I was your son, I would be offended that you never mentioned me.
I have three.
It sounds like you only have one kid.
Oh, no.
He has four.
I have three. I have three older boys, 30, 27, and 24. And
do they mind that you only talk about your daughter?
No, they don't care at all. I've mentioned them a few times here and there, but... But
can I step in here?
Yeah.
To help you? This is kind of awkward.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Sarah, there's a long backstory here to Dan's relationships with all of his kids. And there's an ex-wife involved. And there's some, and I don't think he'd mind my saying this, it's easier for me than for him, there's some very bad behavior and bad decisions made by... Not so much Alyssa, but other boys, one in particular. So, I think your your stories are limited in
right.
to what you can tell that would be fun, and you have to kind of be careful because not all kids give you good stories to talk about, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I understand. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, too, with the boy's mom being the daughter of Satan and also creating a bunch of crap and hell between...
Chaos.
Yeah, a lot of chaos. And I lived with Alyssa for all of her life until she went to college, until just a few years ago.
So Alyssa actually knows Dan and who he really is. And
yeah.
I think you know, Sarah, sometimes women can poison kids against one parent, or either parent can poison the kids against another one if they're in their custody and they have their attention all the time. They can do a number on them. It didn't work.
I will tell you a story about my oldest son. This is a quick story. One of the greatest days of my life, I went and picked up the boy. And I'll tell you this, that I would go pick up the boys, and this happens in divorces all the time. I would go pick up the boys, and they weren't there. She would take them to her grandfather's house in Bowling Green and tell them that I didn't want to be with them and tell them that I didn't want to pick them up. And so I had to work with that stuff when they were smaller. But one of the greatest days of my life was when we were driving down, and I remember exactly where we were. We were at 141, almost to the Pink Elephant, and my son looked at me. He was 14 years old, and he says, "Dad, I don't know how you put up with her SH for as long as you did." I'm like, what?
Yeah, eventually, kids will figure it all out.
Oh, right, yeah. Once,
but it's very painful until they do.
Yeah, I'm like, what? So now my boys and I have a relationship, but like Frank said, there's some issues going there. But
he didn't have the time to compile all the great stories because they weren't there.
No.
That he did
with
Alyssa.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to bring up a story.
No. You know what? I don't know about Dan, but I kind of like for people to know that we are no different than the people listening to us. In some ways, yeah, we got an easier job than you do, you people who actually have to work. But other than that, every family has some medical issues, family member issues, ex-husband, ex-wife. We all have stuff.
Some
we
dysfunction,
do.
Yeah.
Now, can we tell Sarah, too, and we've mentioned it before, you know, Dan had the shocking reality hit him not long ago, a few years ago, that his older son had gotten into heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And his older son's done some jail time. So those aren't funny stories to tell people. But I have said many times, I don't know how Dan has gotten through all this. Dan had a brother who was killed by the St. Louis police and deserved...
Franklin County.
Franklin County police and deserved to be killed because he basically said it's you or me and he wanted to be killed.
It was suicide by cop. And what bothered me the most about that is that it ruined that cop's career because once you kill somebody, it's like... You know.
Even though somebody's telling you, if you don't kill me, I'm going to kill you, we have no choice. So Dan's brother was killed, he wanted to be. And he was in prison prior to that. So if you dig deep enough with anybody you know, anybody, you'll find that, hey, they got some stuff, too, to deal with. For 3 hours a day, we tell funny stories and act like juvenile delinquents. And then when it's over, we go to our regular lives that are very similar to everybody else's.
So. Yeah, so this is kind of an escape for us, too.
Yes. I mean, I'm happy to go home to my wife.
And of the three of us, I'm sitting here with the least of that crap to deal with of anybody in this room. I've escaped a lot of that stuff. I don't have an ex-wife. I don't have any kids that disrespect me. I've escaped a lot of that. But, Sarah, I'm really glad you called.
Thank you so much, guys.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, now I'm going to talk to Steve, then we'll break. We're behind, but we'll catch up. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, no, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Karen.
No, she's off today. She's off today.
Oh, she's off.
Roll call.
Okay. Sorry about that. Frank, I just wanted to say thanks a lot for everything you do on the radio.
It sounds like I'm dying.
I know.
Years and years and years, and this is the time I think everybody should call and just thank you for entertaining us while we're on the road all the time.
Well, you know what, Steve? I appreciate that. It embarrasses me, and I'll tell you why. What I do it's almost embarrassing that I've done it for 30-something years. And what I mean by that is every day I see people who have to get up and go to some job they probably don't like that much. And to call this work, it would be a joke. But thank you. I appreciate what you said. But
Also, I want to say thanks a lot for introducing us to the show Bloodline.
I just had another email this morning from somebody who watched the whole thing in one sitting.
Yeah.
13 episodes, and what's it, like a 24-hour marathon watching session. I've yet to have anybody contact me that said that they weren't hooked after one or two episodes.
It's awesome, and they're filming for the second season already.
I can't wait. It's about February, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
And you know one of the characters is St. Louisan.
Yes. The Kevin.
Kevin.
Brother, the short guy, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, you're right. You're up on your Bloodline cast. Good for you. All right, Steve, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Great listener. What a great listener.
Ah, yeah.
You'll do some business. The business of John Landoff, as badly as we need advertisers, I had to turn down another one this morning, and it was a car dealer. And I don't compete with myself, and I don't speak for people who compete with existing advertisers, and I really appreciated the opportunity, and it killed me that we couldn't take it on, but I won't do that. We've never done that. And he said, well, at one time you had two dealers on. That's true. But I did it, each one giving the other one his blessing, and that's pretty rare in the car business for one to go, yeah, I don't care if he's on and I'm on. And then a lot of stuff happened, and one went away, and one's still around. And the one that's still here and has been for 12 years is Johnny Landoff. The Washington Elizabeth exit, if you're coming from the west going east, it's the Elizabeth Washington exit off 270. If you're coming from the east, headed west. And we just found out why that works that way. Somebody yesterday enlightened us and said that the street on top is the one after you make the exit. If you turn left, that's the one listed first. So Elizabeth, Washington, means if you're coming from the east, get off the ramp, go left, it's Elizabeth. Reverse for the other direction. Now we know. They have lots of Silverado pickup trucks. And the reason they have lots is because they sell a lot. I believe the way this car dealer thing works is if you sell a lot of whatever model, General Motors looks at that and goes, hey, we better send them even more. They're real good at selling these. So they have a lot of pickup trucks, and they don't want the 2015s. Not because there's anything wrong with them. There's not. They're brand new pickup trucks. They need to stock. And again, this comes from the top, General Motors.
Get the 15s out of there.
And load up with 16s. So that's what they need to do. And because of that, and this is no different than any other dealer. I'm not going to try to act like it is. They're all in the same boat. So you'll find many similar deals other places. Here's what you won't find other places. You won't find somebody who's running a dealership that's helping support this show and is AM and the PM that I speak for. That's number one. That's who you want to do your business with, is the people that keep the show on the air. But we wouldn't ask you to do it if it weren't a great place to go. And you're never going to understand what that means until you shop. And I didn't say buy. I just said shop. At Johnny Landoff. That's all we ask. We don't tell you what to do. We ask you to give them a shot. So please do that. I think you'll be very glad you did. And for every one of you listening who falls into that category of people who say, man, I can't stand buying a car. Well, I would say that means that every one of you who say that, you've never shopped at Johnny Landoff. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth or Elizabeth Washington exit off 270 or 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
God, you guys make it so hard to be a traffic reporter.
Why?
You know, it's bad enough. Do we call it Highway 40 or 64? Down in the depressed section, is it 44 or 70?
Right,
and now, is it Washington
in.
Elizabeth or Elizabeth
all right,
Washington?
Now, hang on, let me jump in here. What do you call it if you are west of 270? What do you call it? Do you call it 40 or 64?
I have always called it from the Mississippi River all the way out Highway 40.
That's what I do. And when you go from downtown east, it's 64.
Right.
If you go to Illinois, yeah, me too. I still call it 40. Okay. I know the signs, some of them say 64, but hey.
But then we always had eastbound 70 went to the Poplar Street Bridge, or it's westbound. But now you pass the Museo Veterans Bridge, that's westbound 44.
Yeah, that screwed me up when I went down there.
Hey, let me tell you something. Years ago really messed with me, and this is how old I am and how long I've been around. I used to work right in this very Westport Plaza in the 70s while they changed Interstate 244 to 270. It used to be Page and 244.
244?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
Westport originally sat at Page and 244, and when they changed it to 270, it was like, what? All the literature and anybody that had anything printed that had their address, get off on 244. They had to change it all to 270. Yeah, it was very confusing for a couple.
Well, now, here's the thing. You know, the other stations all call it Highway 64 all the way out, and I've always called it 40. And I've kind of gone to the 40-64 thing, but let me tell you, when I ask people directions, the thing, hey, where is it? They're going to go, it's on Highway 40 in Chesterfield.
Yes.
Nobody
say
says 40. 64.
No. No, somebody that just moved here, maybe 99 times out of 100, they'll say 40. You're right.
Right.
And how about this one? How about this one? Somebody from out of town, they notice all of a sudden there's a 270 north, a 270 south, a 270 east, and a 270 west. Yeah.
And then 270 changes to 255.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it can be.
And in Missouri, that's on Missouri, it's east and west, 255. You get over to, as soon as you get over the JB Bridge, even though you're going east, it's northbound 255.
And every town has this same crap, I'm sure. But here's the thing in St. Louis that really bugs me, and I've never seen it as bad anywhere else. And that is, when you go to the airport, you got about a half second to look up and figure, arrival, departure, east terminal. Whoa, I'm in the wrong lane. Too late. I've never seen an airport where they give you a half second to figure out which way you're supposed to be
going. I just hate going to the depressed section because I always have to go get therapy.
Depressed.
I know.
Well, let me give you some good news then. They've just cleared an accident on eastbound 40 at Big Bend. Now, all lanes are now open, but you still have some slowdowns from Clayton Warson to about Hanley. Southbound 170 suffered with that. You're stop and go from Ladue down through Highway 40. And then eastbound 270, we are running slow approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at Hum. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You know what the 25th is, don't you?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is here again.
I'm filled with Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Have you started thinking about your New Year's resolution? Get a head start on your future by making a resolution that can help you change your life forever. Earn your degree online from Arizona State University. At ASU, we believe the best time to start planning for your future is right now. That's why we offer over 100 of our world-class undergraduate and graduate degrees completely online. For information, call 1-800-400-0595. ASU Online offers the same degrees and the same prestigious faculty as on campus, with flexibility to take classes wherever you are, whenever it fits your schedule. Discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. We're now accepting applications for the spring semester. Make this year the start of something big. Call now to get started and make this the year you learn to thrive. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-0595. That's 1-800-400-0595.
In today's quick-to-sue world, if you own a business and you're not incorporated, you're a sitting duck. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-7509. Don't be a sitting duck. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-7509. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-7509. That's 1-800-300-7509.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful cathing today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
Hi, Martin Kilquin. We're taking the show on the road. We're going to be at South County Mall Thursday, December 10th at Lacefield Music. Randy and Mark say they're going to learn how to play the piano. Stop by. Maybe you can learn to play the piano as well. Lacefield Music, South County Mall, Thursday, December 10th.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift package from Summit Jewelers. The 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
From the Diamond Family, Westport Plaza, W Meat, Sir Dyke Power Sports, Don Hennifer Jewelers, and the Big 550 KTRS.
I want to thank Peon. He sent me a text with a picture of his son, Archie, the picture they're not going to use for his passport.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right, folks. A one-year-old has to have a passport, but I love the picture you rejected because he looks just like Al Capone's baby.
He does.
He looks like the little gangster boy. If he had a little cigar in his mouth, he'd be frightening.
Archie the chin or something. And I was asking her, I said, well, with the baby, that's 10 years, right? Like an adult passport? She said, no, it's only 5 years.
Yeah,
really? You gotta pay the same price.
Because your dad's right, they look completely different. Archie now is nothing like he'll look when he's five.
I know. The fact that you have to get a passport for a baby anyway is kind of, I guess.
The whole country's gone. No, it's true, but at least you don't have to buy him a full seat.
He'll be five or so and still have his baby passport.
Yeah. In 1973, I made my first visit to Ballast Dental Care. That's right, 42 years ago. I'm an old person, okay? And that's where I've gone ever since, and I've never wanted to go anywhere else. And I'm going to bet, I don't have an amount that I'd be willing to bet, but I'd be willing to bet if you go there, you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, you too will never want to go anywhere else. Why would you? Whatever it is that you don't like about going to the dentist, they don't have that. If your dentist hurts you, they don't hurt people. Not fun or friendly. My goodness, I've never been in a place where the morale was better. You can tell the people that work there love to work there. They have one gal she sings a lot. You'll just be in the chair and you hear somebody start singing. You might hear somebody a couple of chairs down laughing at or telling a joke. It's just a very relaxed atmosphere, yet it's very professional. And it's rare to find the two, a place that is relaxed and comfortable. Yet professional without being stodgy, and you all know what I mean by that. You've all been to some sort of doctor or dentist's office where they, from the front desk on, they were just cold and impersonal. No, I wouldn't want to go there either. Ballast Dental Care. They have not told me to pull the offer, so I'm going to throw it out again. If you're AM and the PM and you make your first appointment, become a patient. They're going to give you an option of one of these two things. Oral sedation, consultation, and the actual oral sedation, if you need it, they waive the $395 fee for you because you're AM and the PM. Don't need that? Don't need oral sedation? How about the whitening, the professional whitening system that's regularly $310? They'd like to give that to you at no charge. What more do you want? Here's every reason you need to make one appointment. That's all we ask, one appointment, Ballast Dental Care. Maybe your dentist is retired, has bad breath, is ugly, tells bad jokes, whatever. Leave them. Dump them. Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Beyond, do you need to take a break?
Yes, we can go ahead and break.
All right, we're going to break, and we'll come back. And right after the news break, we're yours. We got 15 minutes or so to just talk to you. Quickly, the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And, of course, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, we've got a crash on northbound 270 just before Ladue. The two left center lanes are blocked. Looks like we've got some really heavy traffic coming in, possibly an incident now on eastbound Highway 40 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. Southbound 170 is stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report is also brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Every year, the charming town of Augusta comes together to celebrate the holidays. Come to Augusta to experience a Norman Rockwell Christmas festival. Noble Ice Vineyards will be at the Historic Conference Center at the corner of Locust and Jefferson, serving wine and food. Bring the kids. They'll meet St. Nick. Ride the free trolley or take a horse-drawn carriage. Antique stores, boutiques, wineries, local restaurants, all of it on the streets of Augusta, including Christmas caroling at the historic Ebenezer Church. Noble Ice Vineyards invites you Friday, December 11th from 5 until 10 in historic Augusta, Missouri.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitste.com.